So we say good morning. David Harris, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Johnny Clegg, hasn't he been looking for that for a long time?
The spirit of the great heart.
He's been looking for things for a long time. I remember picking up an album of his when I was, when I was a student, which is a long, long time ago.
Yeah, he's a tremendous artist. 18 minutes past 8, so let's get on with it. Let's talk about the Arab Spring. Right, so it is the 7-year anniversary of the Arab Spring, and we're seeing riots, protests and demonstrations in Tunisia. What's that about?
There have been protests over the last few days in Tunisia with regard to the very steep increase in the price of essentials because of a poor performing economy, which is, if you remember 7 years ago, how the entire Arab Spring started. It started in Tunisia with the self-immolation of an individual who just couldn't cope anymore. Over the last, say, 2 days, the authorities in Tunisia have been cracking down in a much tougher way on the protests, which have spread from town to town. After dark, the accusation is that the protesters become a little bit more violent, the authorities become more violent, and we've already had at least one person killed and as many as 800 arrested. We shouldn't just take Tunisia in isolation. We've also had in the last week riots in protests that turned violent in Sudan, and of course what's been happening over the last couple of weeks in Iran. So we're seeing a mini repeat of what happened 7 years ago.
Right, because, I mean, bearing in mind that it started in Tunisia, it spread to Libya, Egypt, Yemen, Syria and Bahrain.
And throughout the rest of certainly the Arab world,
yeah.
Five leaders lost their jobs in one violent way or another as a result, including in Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt, all neighbors in North Africa. And a lot of that came about because of inflation, which led to a more broad dissatisfaction with government performance. Arguments that, you know, there were wanton breaches of human rights laws in those countries, and it led to protests, and in the case of Syria, of course, led to the arrival of ISIS. We shouldn't see this simply as something that's been a positive over the last 7 years. There have been lots of negatives. However, I do believe that the opportunities that we will see from the Arab Spring, maybe in 10, 20 years' time looking back, will outweigh all the negatives that have happened and afflicted this part of the world over the last 7 years.
Are the countries better off? When one looks at Syria, when one looks at Yemen, are they better off after the Arab Spring?
So far, absolutely not. Clearly, Syria is in a complete state of destruction. Basic infrastructure isn't working. And in the case of Syria, Bashar al-Assad is still in power. So what has been gained other than having ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and Iran being active players in Syria? So in the case of Syria, absolutely not. Things are much worse. And the little, the little oil that Syria had, it wasn't a major player in the oil markets, has been just wasted away over the last 7 years. Yemen was already in a difficult situation before the Arab Spring. The Houthis were already involved in an ongoing civil war with the Sunni government and army, but it's clear to say that certainly things haven't improved. And we did see bread riots in Yemen prior to 2010, but right now we're talking about a potential serious famine in that country. We're talking about many, many people dead over the last 7 years who, of course, were alive prior to 2010. So I think it's fair, and also there's another country that lost its president, and you can argue that the president was corrupt, but what's been left in place is an unacceptable form of non-government. We've also got Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Iranians, the Saudis, and more involved in Yemen. So clearly in the case of the two countries that you mentioned, things are certainly not better than they were 7 years ago.
Yeah. All right. David, that's where we leave it. I know that you've got to get to work and what work you do. So we'll catch up with you next Monday.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.